This week, three leading mercury scientists released a report examining the feasibility of cleaning up contamination near Grassy Narrows First Nation. Now, the research recommends remediating the mercury in at least some of the waterways. That's welcome news for the people of Grassy Narrows, many of whom have been poisoned by the mercury and suffer debilitating and sometimes deadly health consequences. But the report's conclusions have yet to be welcomed by the Ontario government, despite being commissioned through a provincial working group. On Tuesday, Grassy Narrows demanded a cleanup of the water. For reaction, we've reached Isidore Day, the Ontario Regional Chief for the Chiefs of Ontario. That's a political forum and secretariat for the 133 First Nations in the province. Chief Isidore Day, good morning.
Good morning.
This particular report is the latest in a long line of reports. What's new in this one in renewing that demand for a cleanup?
Well, I think what's renewed in this demand is the fact that it is now current that these three leading scientists have indicated two things. One, that there is still high levels of mercury poisoning in the river system, and two, that yes, in fact, this can be cleaned up. That brings it current, and it puts it a point blank in front of the Ontario government once again.
And you say that once again. This is the latest in a long list of times this something similar has been said.
Right. I think, without getting into the full details, this has been on the books for quite some time. There has been so much media attention on the Grassy Narrows situation for a number of years. Yet the Ontario government, has neglected to take full responsibility of this issue. So this is not a new issue, and it's one that has unfortunately went on long enough that it's suspected that the whole community is sick with mercury poisoning, and maybe not some as drastic as others, but certainly if an entire community is subject to mercury poisoning in the river system, something needs to be done.
What do you make of the province's response to all of this so far?
Well, I think the Kathleen Wynne Liberal government here in Ontario, I think that they have a real issue on their hands, and I'm not sure, because I've not been directly involved in the mercury working group, but what I'm told is that I believe that we're getting close to looking at any possible outs being possible anymore. I think we've seen enough reports. There has been substantiated information and data, and all the study work done. There clearly is nowhere for the Ontario government to move here. We're seeing situations where there have been people that have lost their lives as a result of the cumulative impact of mercury poisoning. And I don't think that this government can really move anywhere else other than to accept that the practices of previous governments in the province and industry have created this, and that it's now detrimental to the lives of future generations, and that's not acceptable. And I think this government is beginning to realize that.
This week, the premier apologized for the residential schools and the provincial role in that, and promised reconciliation with First Nations in Ontario. And you've said that a reconciliation, this could be part of the reconciliation. Why do you feel so strongly about that?
Well, I feel strongly about this being part of reconciliation because, if you look at the history in this country, and you look at the colonial devices that were used to gain and maintain full control over our lands and our territories, there were two things. One was the Indian residential school system, which the TRC has highlighted and has brought to light the full history and impact of the residential school policies. But you also have the Indian Act system, which is a race-based segregation, point blank. It's Canada's apartheid, which deals with you know, control over the people, the land, and the resources of that community. And I believe that, you know, if we're going to be looking at reconciliation, we have to look at, you know, the Indian residential school system as well as the Indian Act system, which clearly in this case, you know, the authorities and the recognized governance of a community not having control or the ability to take responsibility for, you know, the care of their lands, this is the outcome. And I believe reconciliation applied to Grassy Narrows is a no-brainer. And I think, as I stated in the legislature, there's more than reconciliation than just the Indian residential school systems. It's also the Indian Act system.
Chief Day, what are the consequences if nothing happens?
Well, I think the consequences, if nothing happens, obviously, you know, this Liberal government has stepped up to the plate on a number of occasions here. Now we're seeing real movement going forward. One natural consequence of doing nothing is people continue to get sick, people continue to die. Mm-hmm. A community also feels the social impacts of not being recognized in such an unjust issue. The other consequence is, you know, action is taken. And in this case, you know, I see a community that is quite mobilized. They're quite sophisticated in terms of getting partners on board and having, you know, such an elaborate attention provided to this issue that they have the David Suzuki Foundation, they have Amnesty International. There are a lot of people watching this, and I think that public scrutiny on Grassy Narrows is going to continue to increase and it's going to continue to intensify. And I think at some point, Ontarians are going to say, enough's enough. Get this thing cleaned up.
One final point. What if the cleanup makes things worse?
Well, then that's part of the study. The study is indicating that the cleanup is an important step forward because it'll actually make things better. It won't make things worse. I'm not sure where that fear comes from, but the formal study indicates that this can and should be cleaned up.
Thank you, Chief Day. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That is Isidore Day, the Ontario Regional Chief for the Chiefs of Ontario. That's a political forum and secretariat for the 133 First Nations in this province.